With the mayor of McHenry, Wayne Jett. Good morning. Let's first put you on the map. You're about 50 or 60 miles northwest of the city of Chicago, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Good morning.
And you've been mayor for quite a while there. What attracted you to McHenry in the first place?
I've lived here since I was 5 years old, and I've always, you know, growing up here and owning businesses here, it was always something to give back to the community, which I've done since I was young anyway. But it's the people, you know, the people of McHenry are always willing to help and get involved. And I think that was the main factor for me to, you know, take on a role like this and have people behind me to get things done. Obviously, it takes an army to get things done in a community like this. So I've been successful because of them.
I'm told you started your first business when you were 19. What was the business?
I owned Jets Heating and Air, so I still own it to this day, almost 24 years. So I started, when I was 19 years old, and still going strong with it.
Nice. We hear a lot about the chain of lakes. What are the other attractions in your area that you want to tell people about?
You know, there's several things. Obviously, the Fox River is always one of those things that we wanted to take advantage of and get people to visit our community and other communities adjacent to us on the Fox River. And Miller Point is one of the areas that we just recently finished over the last few years, and tiny shops and so forth. But I mean, there's so many places like the Vixen in downtown McHenry, which is a music venue that I was very involved in opening up and sold it off to the public, which is obviously something that was highlighted in your the hometown live feed. But you know, there's so many different things, a lot of different events that we put on. I think McHenry is very strong in events. It seems like every weekend there's always something going on. We have, you know, whether it's 815 McHenry Day, it's just ran by local business owners, and it's just goes and you know, puts on several things to do in the community for a weekend. Whether it's September 10th through the 12th is a McHenry Music Festival, and that's bringing artists like Hardy, Shinedown, and Kane Brown, and it brings over 30,000 people to our community in a weekend. So, you know, there's several things to do in our community, and I think that's what sets us apart, I think, than other communities.
Yeah, Kane Brown, yeah. You've got some big names there. And by the way, that video you referred to, it's a cool video about McHenry. You can check it out at WGNRadio.com. What are your favorite places to eat?
To be honest, Whiskey Diablo on Riverside Drive, Bimbo's on Riverside Drive are two different types of food, but great establishments. DC Cobb's is another one, Buddy's Pizza. I mean, there's so many good restaurants in our downtown area. But even on our main corridor, you know, you got the Village Squire, which is a staple in McHenry. But, you know, there's several restaurants that are absolutely amazing in our community, for sure.
What's on your piece of paper that says future projects right now?
You know, right now we're working on Riverside Drive. So we're actually doing a whole new streetscape program, which is actually going to totally revamp our downtown of Riverside Drive. So it'll be new streetscape, new landscaping, new sidewalks, all ADA. We're going to redo our infrastructure under the roadway as well. You know, since I got into office, it's all about revitalizing our downtown. Without a vibrant downtown, you're not going to have really a vibrant city. So it's been always a thing of ours to start focusing on our downtown areas. And this is our first streetscape, and then we will be working on Green Street streetscape along with Main Street as well, which is our three downtowns.
Yeah, I think the last time I was out your way, I did enjoy the Riverwalk. Chicago kind of is catching up to you using that Riverwalk. You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely. And I think it's important to use that waterway. No matter, yeah. You know, I mean, towns would pay millions of dollars to have a waterway like this. You know, we should be using it.
No doubt about it. Mayor Wayne Jeff, McHenry, it's good to talk to you and put the spotlight on your town today. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it, Bob. Take care.